fourth parak of Eiv and Mishnah Yud. The previous Mishnahs we learned that aside from the regular Eiv, which you put a certain amount of food in the place that you want to be a dwelling area in respect to Eiv, there's another way of doing it. If the person's already on a trip, then he's allowed to say that I want my dwelling area to be in a certain specific spot, which is up to 2,000 amas away from where he is, and that becomes his place, and they didn't put anything there. But that only works if he's on a trip. So Misha Yotel Lelech Be'il Shem Avon Bo Be'il Chaveyus. He was sent as a messenger of the town to make an area for all of them by putting out some food in a certain area, and his friend told him that that's dangerous or too cold or whatever, and he was sent back home. So he never really put down the Eiv. So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Who mutar leilech?" The Neir Asuyim did Rabbi Yehuda. He says he can go and they cannot go. What's the difference between him and they? They cannot go because they never left their house. And we learned before, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that in order for this Eiv to work without putting anything down, just designating a certain area, you have to be on the trip. So he held it. Since he started going, that's already considered that he started his trip, whereas the other ones never intended to make the trip, and therefore they could only have an Eiv by putting down the food. Since the food was not put down, it did not work. He says that he has a suffix whether we treat him as a person who already started the trip because he was planning to go on the trip, or maybe since he was planning to make an Eiv with the bread and go back home. And he did not do that, maybe we don't treat him as an Oni. This is Rameh's opinion before, and it said that you have to be Dafkan Oni in order for the Arab to work without putting down the food. Therefore, he is a Chama Gomo. He is like a donkey pulling one way and a camel pulling the other way, and he, with Misafik, we give him the common denominator of both Eruvim. So if the Arab was 1,000 to the east, he loses 1,000 to the west. And he doesn't gain the extra 1,000 to the east either, because maybe the Eiv did not take effect and he has his old Eiv. We talked about Rabbi Yehuda that since he started walking out, that's already considered that he started his trip. Moshe Feinstein learns a little interesting halacha from this. If a person makes a bracha in a house on something that's the last bracha, the bracha afterwards is a bar nefashos, if you leave the house, you have to make a new bracha rishoyna on it. But consider that you change your place. What if he was already planning? He'll leave it there. He was already planning to go out when he started eating in the house, and he ate as part of starts drinking water as he was going out. Then he would not have to make another bracha because that's considered he's already on the way.